Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, then listen closely to the next 30 minutes. For healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning, everybody, on a bright and sunny Saturday. Today's show, put your thinking caps on. Dizziness and vertigo. Why do you suffer from it? Well, first, you've got to make a distinction. Do you understand that? You have to make a distinction between dizziness and vertigo. Dizziness is that lightheadedness where you kind of feel like you're blacking out. Maybe you lose your balance because you're dizzy. But it's not vertigo. Vertigo means that the room is spinning. Some of you have one, some of you have both, some of you just have vertigo. Very common issue among people. Not life-threatening, but definitely debilitating. The problem with it is you can't get a good diagnosis. Without a diagnosis, very difficult to get a cure, so people live with it. Today's show, I'm going to get into the mistakes everybody makes. The first one, and the easiest one, and hopefully if you suffer from this, especially the dizziness, hopefully this is the mistake they made with you. If you're dizzy, you may be anemic. Now, that's not rocket science. If you don't have enough oxygen in your blood, because there's a hemoglobin deficiency, and that's what anemia is, well, then the oxygen doesn't get to the brain, and you get lightheaded and dizzy. Now, that's simple to understand, but that's not my point here. The point is, when someone's trying to determine whether you have anemia, the mistake that they're making is, what part of the day do you have anemia? Is the anemia borderline? Now, this is where it gets a little complicated because you can look like you're fairly well figured in the blood and that you don't have anemia, meaning your hemoglobin is borderline low. So what you do when you get your blood work, and unfortunately what most doctors do when they look at blood work, is they don't look at low normal, they just look at low. So if your hemoglobin is supposed to be, say, between 12 and 17, and yours is a 12.5, no flag goes down. The doctor tells you you're okay, and you look for other causes to that lightheadedness. The problem is, suppose you walk up a hill. Ladies that are still having their cycle, if you're normal in the middle of your cycle, meaning when you're not bleeding, what about before, during, and early after you're bleeding? How about people who fast a lot? In other words, people that, say, skip meals because they're busy. Do you know when you skip meals because you're busy, if you're borderline low, that's enough to take your levels down in the blood of hemoglobin. There's many incidences where because you're borderline and you stress your system, you drop below that critical threshold and you're in full-blown anemia. Just enough to make you lightheaded. Maybe not just enough to have you faint, but just enough to make you lightheaded. And you'll live that way all the time. And then when you go and you get your blood tested and they look at it and the numbers are low normal, well, they just didn't catch you at that phase in your daily routine or in that part of the month during that activity where you're not getting enough oxygen to the brain. How about rooms that are oxygen deprived? That's a weird one. But those of you who work in offices, where the windows are closed, and you've just got, well, no air circulating. Well, they're supposed to circulate it through the vents, but a lot of times those vents are so plugged with poison, they're so poorly maintained, that really you get no circulation, and you live that way day to day at work. How about parts of the city where there is such a heavy concentration of smog that there's not enough oxygen in the air? Yeah, that really happens. It happens. You go to industrialized parts of the city and your lightheadedness occurs. So you really have to understand that when you're lightheaded, it's a signal that you're not getting very often enough oxygen to the brain. There's many, many causes of that. Anemia is a big one, but to actually diagnose anemia correctly, you got to be aware of those borderline lows. Now, the second issue you can have with dizziness is plaque in the carotid arteries. Here's another tricky one. Arteries in the neck that send blood to the brain. And even though the blood has the right amount of oxygen, because you've got the right amount of hemoglobin, meaning that you're not anemic, you're not getting enough blood to the brain. One of the big cues on that, one of the ways to tell that you're plaqued, whether it's in the arteries of the heart or in the arteries of the neck, is on exertion, if then you get lightheaded. That's a big one. And that's one that passes people all the time. This is so poorly diagnosed. This is so usually missed. And that can be life-threatening. This is a mistake you don't want to make. Because if those coronary arteries are so plaqued that if you're just doing gardening and you're in the office and you're just walking around, you're just fine. But when you go to the gym and you start pumping iron, you're 60 plus years old, you're plaqued away. It's the first of the year, you've decided to get back on track, and you're in there pumping weights, and you're tired, and you're a little lightheaded, and you figure, well, I'm getting back in shape, and that's just what goes with it. Wrong. So often, that is coronary plaque, plaque in the heart, or plaque in the carotid artery in the neck. That's a danger signal. You don't catch that one, you get a heart attack, you get a stroke. I've known people this has happened to. That's a big one. It'll escape their cardiologist. Because after 60 or 70, everyone's got plaque in their arteries. It's kind of normal. But we don't consider what happens in the day-to-day of our life. It's the same thing about anemia. You're not anemic at the desk, but you're anemic when you're moving your body. The coronary plaque doesn't mean anything at your desk, but if you're pumping iron in the gym and your heart rate goes up, it can be a heart attack. Here's another one, low blood sugar. Lots of people get dizzy when the sugar's low. Why? Well, so much of our ability to orient ourselves, in other words, not feel dizzy, is driven by proper physiology of neurons in the brain. Those neurons, your brain cells, to allow you not to experience dizziness, we'll get to vertigo later, that's a function of your brain cells are fed. Now, the brain eats sugar. That's what the brain does. It can go to fatty acids, but it doesn't do well. It needs sugar. The brain is a glucose hog. Other organs, like the liver lives on essential fatty acids. The liver doesn't really use glucose. Liver cells don't use glucose. That's unusual. Muscle cells, unless you're sprinting, also use fatty acids, not glucose. But the brain is a sugar hog. Actually, the brain hogs everything because it never stops. So there's your brain, and your blood sugar is at 100, which is okay. It's healthy. It's at 90. It's at 80. And so you're living at 80 or 90, and then something stressful happens. Now, we know the fastest way to eat sugar, meaning the fastest way for your brain to use more glucose at a more rapid rate, is stress. So if you've had too light a breakfast, but you're sailing on through your morning, things are going pretty smooth. And then, as it always does, something happens. And perhaps you're a little borderline anemic. And perhaps if you combine that, your blood sugar's dropped low enough, and there's not enough oxygen in your blood anyway because you're a little anemic, and all of a sudden there's a big stressful event at work, and your blood sugar plummets 20 points in a couple of minutes, and you're lightheaded. And people live like this. Lots of people have dizziness that's intermittent. It's not the dizziness that people have every single second, you know, 20 times a day, that gets missed. It's people who just pass out. They get so dizzy out of nowhere every now and then. Or people who have an uncomfortable feeling 3 or 4 times a week. This is where these more subtle variables apply, and this is where you have to be more of a Sherlock Holmes. And I take a topic like this and do a show like this because here's the truth. A lot of the time, you have to be the Sherlock Holmes. It's not so much the doctor's fault as the doctor's only with you in that time frame. You know what they say. If it's not happening right now, I can't tell you what causes it. Well, there's a degree of validity to that. So your doctor may have to work harder or have a scenario that you just can't provide for him. That's why you have to be the Sherlock Holmes. And as always, that's why I do the show the way I do. People that are in the know about their health and are attuned to their body figure out a lot of stuff your medical doctors and other doctors can't figure out because they're not there. So, anemia, the difficulty diagnosing anemia. What to do about anemia is easy. I've done shows on that. Just get to the website, straighttalk.cc, not .com, .t.cc with 2 T's. Look up my shows on anemia. Once you've identified it, it's pretty easy to fix anemia. But so much of this slips through. Women, when they bleed, women who really bloat up and fill with blood during their periods, they're not bleeding, and so it confuses people. If I'm not bleeding, how can I be losing blood? You are losing blood. All your blood is going to the uterus. So as you're bloating, as the uterus is thickening, your blood is being drained into the uterus. And what does that leave the brain? The uterus hogs the blood that the brain should get, and it really works that way. All right. Furthermore, other causes. Structure. Well, before I get to structure, let me talk a little bit about the heart. The heart's a big one, and adrenaline's a bigger one. So let me give you the heart adrenaline cycle. Remember the damsel in distress, right? All those fairy tale hero movies. There's always a beautiful woman. When she confronts the monster, unlike the hero, when she confronts the monster or the perpetrator, she faints. Well, my Aunt Mary didn't faint. My Aunt Mary was as big as a man. And when one night some drunk was in her apartment, she almost broke the guy's neck. Aunt Mary had forearms like a mafia don. And she didn't faint. But lots of women faint.